Proclamation number 5067 of 20th of February, 1951. Will directed towards God. Shackles of love. It is enough for me that your will is directed towards me, that you desire the truth and, in order to be able to make contact with me, strive to become like me. Then my will is also ready to consider you, and you will effortlessly reach your aim. The final union with me, which will secure you light and strength for all eternity. Turning to me in thought is successful for your soul, for I will not let myself be called twice. I will come if only one thought of yours is meant for me. For this thought is already the stretching out of your hands upwards. Your decision of will turns out in my favor. You turn away from my adversary yourselves, and I seize this opportunity to draw you completely to me because you have given up your resistance as soon as you seek me in thought. My kingdom is not of this world. If you seek me in your thoughts, you consciously leave the earthly world behind you, for the world does not allow thoughts of me to arise, that is, anyone who is chained in it does not remember me but is in bondage to the one who rules in the world. A person who still belongs entirely to the world cannot make contact with me because I do not exist for him as long as he turns his love towards the world. He can certainly know my teaching, but he lacks faith in the truth of this teaching, and thus I do not exist in his thoughts other than an imaginary figure whose existence he lacks all conviction of. But if he seriously tries to fathom me, then he has already detached himself from the world, and then I can also pull him up, then nothing will prevent him from the right realization. Then his love will turn to me whom he strives to reach. Thus I know when the separation from my adversary is complete and can then also exert my influence, whereas before the will first has to decide to whom it will incline. Again and again I step into a person's path so that he may take a different direction of thought which does not only apply to the earthly world. I will make myself known to him in some way so that he will think about the being who let him come into being. And once he has arrived at this thought, he will not let go of it again. Then I will have put a silent shackle over him which, however, will not squeeze him but will constantly let him follow me without resistance. He no longer wants to release himself from this bondage. He has voluntarily allowed himself to be captured by me because his will sought me and I allowed myself to be found. It is the bondage of love, the strength which flows through him, which emanates from me and resonates in his heart. And he will never want to escape from this strength of love because it benefits his soul, and this is my grasp. I hold with my love anyone who merely turns his thoughts to me. For love is not a constraint because it only works where resistance is abandoned. Amen.